An official inquiry has found the British soldiers mistreated Iraqi prisoners after a 2004 battle, but has rejected murder allegations against them. The Al-Sweedy probe has concluded that 9 Iraqi detainees were mistreated at Camp Abu Naji in southern Iraq. According to this report, British troops used blindfolding as well as food and sleep deprivation tactics at the camp. The inquiry has also confirmed that threatening interrogation techniques were used there. Judge Thane Forbes, however, has rejected allegations that Iraqis were murdered, mutilated, and tortured by British troops back then. This is while under international law, sleep deprivation and threatening interrogation methods are considered as torture. Ian Williams, senior analyst at Foreign Policy in Focus, joins us from New York. Ian Williams, what do you think? If the facts are there, but you have British soldiers or American soldiers, I guess, are they immune from prosecution? I mean, we could look at the war itself on the false pretense that it was it occurred and led to the hundreds of thousands that were killed. So what do you think about this inquiry done by, I believe, Sweetie is the name of the report?
Well, it seems less of a whitewash than I would normally have suspected, because the lawyers for the Iraqis involved actually withdrew their allegations a year ago. So it's not... It's not as though they were rebutting the allegations of murder, because those allegations had been withdrawn. The inquiry, $31 million of pounds to inquire into the behavior of the British troops. It did not inquire into what the hell the British troops were doing there to begin with. I mean, it's widely accepted in the rest of the world that the invasion was illegal by all international law standards. But the behavior that they're alleging was inhuman, against the Geneva Conventions. And we have to say that we actually executed German officers for one German general, Jodl, was actually executed after Nuremberg, amongst other things, for shackling Canadian prisoners of war during the Dieppe raid. And here we have people being handcuffed and blindfolded. This is illegal behavior, and they've admitted that. But whether any action will be taken against the people involved is another story. It's been 10 years. It will probably be a court-martial, and they're probably out of the military by now. So it seems that the inquiry will wag a finger at future British efforts, but we do hope there are no future illegal British invasions.
Indeed. Thank you. Ian Williams, senior analyst at Foreign Policy, in Focus there.